To take off your skimpy tube dress or your thin stiletto heels. You just collapsed right onto the bed, laying on your stomach, too exhausted to keep your little eyes open. No energy left to wipe off your sticky face or clean off that mess the boys left in between your legs. That's okay. Sometimes a girl is just too tired to bother with those things. It sounds like you had a good time, though. Were you a good girl? I bet you were. A very good girl. The flaky, dried crusties sticking to your face are proof of that, aren't they? You love to be good for boys, don't you, sweetie? Aw, you're so cute. Your hair is all disheveled and messy, and judging by its appearance, it didn't escape all that creamy excitement last night either. Your panties, well, they're long gone. Who knows what happened to them? It's too bad though, huh? They were super cute. Pink, silky, stretchy. Oh well, maybe one of the boys took them as a trophy. You did get them pretty wet. Maybe he liked the way they smelled. Or maybe they ended up in some horny teenager's sock drawer. Anyway, you slept the day away, sweetheart. And in just a couple of hours, it'll be time to hit the club and do it all again. Time to have fun again. Time to be a good girl again. There's so much to do before then, though, Princess. So you have to wake up. Open your eyes. Stretch your sore little body. Feel the aching muscles between your thighs and the soreness in your jaw. Let yourself yawn and feel how dry your mouth is. And notice that tickle still lingering in your throat because of all that cum you swallowed last night. That's okay, sweet girl. It was super yummy, wasn't it? And even though you didn't have time to eat last night, your tummy was super full. You're such a thirsty little cutie. You look up at the ceiling of your apartment, your eyes heavy and smeared with makeup. You feel so dirty, so happy. And right on cue, you start to feel horny again. That's perfect, sweetness. It's just the motivation you need to sit up, slide your sweaty legs toward the edge of the bed, and let them dangle off the side, your heels swinging just above the carpeted floor. You can feel a little tickle in your sore pussy as you sit up, and you smile, remembering all the fun you had last night. You slink your tight, sticky body out of your bed, stumble onto your sore little feet, and run your delicate fingers through your cum-crusted hair. You start to feel the sperm that was trapped in your pussy as you slept start to leak down your thighs. And you think about how happy you made all those boys. You did such a good job, sweetheart. You unbuckle your unforgiving heels and let your toes grip the soft, textured carpet below you. That's better, isn't it? You reach back and unzip your tiny black tube dress, stained with drool and cum, and you peel it off your body like you're pulling off a second skin. It ends up just a bunched wad of black material around your ankles. Make it again, sweetie. You feel the chilly air around your erect nipples, and you step out of your dress, walking forward just a little bow-legged. Not to worry, though. That's nothing that a nice warm bath won't fix. You step forward into your bathroom and note the time on the wall. 3 hours to get ready. 3 hours to get your sore little body prepared for another night at the club. That should be just enough time, won't it, little miss? Your bathroom is one of your favorite places, isn't it, princess? It's your strawberry pink sanctuary from all that rough and tumble fun you have on the outside. It's where you can take care of your body. It's where you take care of your mind. It's where you get yourself all clean and pretty so you can go out and get all wet and dirty. And as you enter, you see the sink on the left side with a large mirror in front of it, its edges framed by a ceramic line of pink, pretty flowers. On the counter are several bottles, brushes, sponges, and tubes that are essential to making a pretty girl look and feel her best. On the opposite side of the sink, you see the toilet, and above it is a towel rack where a couple of plush, white towels with pretty pink roses are waiting for you. Finally, at the end of the bathroom is a large bathtub. It's white and clean with a long, overhanging water spout on one end. It's the reason you chose this apartment. Several bottles of beauty products, shampoos and conditioner, shaving cream and oils sit on one side of the tub. All the essentials you need to make sure you're the cleanest and freshest girl you can be. Sunlight filters in from the skylight above, and the bathroom is decorated with pink, girly themes that match your sweet, happy personality. This is your oasis, sweetheart, your sanctuary. The one place in your life where boys aren't allowed. Speaking of boys, a dull, insistent ache persists inside your pussy. A tingle that never completely goes away. Pretty, cum-slathered girls like you are always horny, aren't they? You can feel the sticky residue of cum on the end of your nose. You can still smell it, remembering the grunts of the last man who came on you last night. Such a dirty little girl. Anyway, you better get to it, sweetie. You sit on the toilet and start to pee as you raise your face upward and stretch your neck, your breasts poking forward. You finish and wipe yourself off, cleaning off some of that cum that was leaking out, too. And then stand up. Stepping over to the mirror, you take a moment to look at yourself. Despite your groggy eyes and the thick, dried streaks of cum still sticking to your face, you are still so cute. You look so content. Just a happy little cum dump for the club boys. Just a pretty little girl. You smile like the proud little cum slut you are as you take out your sparkly earrings and remove your charm bracelet from your wrist, setting them on the counter. You look down and rub your raw, red nipples, still sore from being squeezed and pinched by all those horny men. All right, sweetheart, that's enough. It's time to get clean. It's time to wash off that dirty mess and soothe those muscles. Time to make yourself pretty and ready for more fun. You step over to the bathtub and turn on the faucet, pouring your favorite strawberry-scented bubble bath into the tub. Finally, you step in and let your sore, fuck-racked little body immerse itself into the hot, soapy water. Oh, it feels so good. The heat and soapy bubbles of the water soothing your sore muscles. The sweet, fruity smell of the bubble bath quieting your dirty mind, making you feel so relaxed and special. Slowly, you start to wash yourself, starting with your thin, pretty legs. You lift one out of the water and use your exfoliating gloves to scrub down your thigh and down your calf all the way to your soft, pretty toes. You rub the arch of your foot, still a little crampy from those tall stiletto heels you wore last night. But the pain is worth it, isn't it? All that discomfort is worth it when the boys are staring at your toned legs. And you know that all they want to do is follow those legs all the way up and stretch open the pussy between them with their huge cocks. In fact, everything you do is for cock. Isn't it, darling? Everything you do is for cock. You are such a sweetheart. You squeeze those wet thighs with your fingers, working out the soreness in them, moving down to your calves, rubbing them with the slick, soapy water, and washing away all that dirty sperm. You finish washing your legs and move on to your slender, soft arms. They're sore too, from jerking and squeezing all those yummy cocks. Totally worth it, though, because everything you do is for cock. Running your fingers along your skin, you squeeze them and massage your forearms with the slippery lather. Then you get down to more important business and reach down, stick your fingers inside yourself, and clean all that sticky sperm out of your sore pussy. Everything you do is for cock, right, sweetness? You enjoy the feeling of being a used little slut, a self-cleaning little cock toy that all the boys want to play with. You think about that as your fingers clean out your pussy and you start to get excited again. You then scrub the rest of your body, finally allowing yourself to wipe the boy's residue off your face and free its sticky remains from the curls of your wet hair. The bath feels amazing, sweetheart. You're starting to feel so much better already. And it feels so good knowing that you are making yourself pretty and sexy again. A clean, horny little girl, getting ready to have some more fun. Next, you need to shave, little miss. You always want to be smooth and silky, so you shave every day, don't you? You pull yourself up and sit on the edge of the tub, pulling your legs out of the water. You grab your bottle of baby oil and apply some to your legs, your pussy, and under your arms, shining them up and providing a slippery layer of protection that will prevent razor burn and keep your skin silky smooth. Then you grab your favorite moisturizing shaving cream. First, you apply it to your underarms and shave them smooth and perfect. Then you rub it all over your legs. Take your sharp pink razor and slowly, carefully shave them. You take your time, excited by how smooth and sensitive they will be, and run that razor from your ankles all the way up your wet calves and tight thighs to your pelvis. And now it's time to shave that silky pussy, sweetheart. You like being completely hairless down there, so you can feel every inch of what the boys have to give you, and so that they can see everything you have to offer. So you stretch your fuck lips taut and carefully shave off every single little hair. Then you lift your legs high and make sure you shave all the way down to your most sensitive and vulnerable spots. The boys you like expect their girls to be totally smooth and exposed, with nothing, not even a little stubble, to get in the way between your pouty little pussy and their big, thick cocks. Everything you do is for cock, remember? And besides, you get so excited and feel so slutty after you finish shaving. Sluts' pussies are sloppy pussies, pretty girl. And you are an especially leaky, sloppy little slut down there when you're excited. You can't help it, sweetheart. Once you finish shaving, you slip back into the warm, sudsy bath, feeling the bubbles tickle your fresh, sensitive skin. It's time to wash your hair. You carefully shampoo and condition it, making sure it stays soft and perfect, and that it smells pretty for all those men who will be getting so close to you. You clean your little ears and scrub your little nose, and then give your body one more pass from your thighs up your stomach, squeezing your firm breasts and massaging those sensitive nipples, and finally splashing down your fresh, clean face. Well, that's about it for your bath. It's time to get out now, darling. You pull yourself to your feet, feeling a little cold outside the water, and grab one of your soft, plush towels. You carefully dry yourself off, and immediately you apply another layer of baby oil to your entire body, letting your skin drink it in, keeping it soft and supple, and leaving it with a little sexy shimmer. You feel so much better. A clean, fresh, shaved girl. For the boys, that's what they like. That's what they expect. And you don't want to disappoint them, do you, sweetheart? Of course not. Now, it's time to get to work at the mirror. You spend a lot of time here, don't you, princess? Boys don't seem to appreciate how much work even pretty girls have to do in order to look their best, do they? You do it all for the boys, don't you, sweetheart? Everything you do is for cock. So today, you're going to tease your hair into bouncy, curly perfection. Just long enough to tickle your shoulders and just messy enough to give you that perfect, easy and available look. Use your hair dryer and just enough hairspray to get it just right, sweetie. You'll know when you've got it when it gleefully bounces and bobs along with your giggling and frames your pretty little face. You look so adorable. Now you're going to make your face up in your favorite shades of pinks and reds. Colors that complement your generous, bubbly personality and your pretty, innocent-looking face. Of course, There's nothing innocent about you, is there? But you'll use those vivid colors. Light foundation, bright blush, complimentary eyeshadow, carefully applied eyeliner, and of course the perfect bubble yummy shade of lipstick, painted to accentuate your youthful pouty lips, and topped off with a generous layer of sparkling gloss. Perfect, pretty girl. Don't forget to paint those toes and fingernails bright orangish pink. Make them pop, princess. Good. Now your earrings. Maybe a couple of little dangly hearts today. And of course a necklace. A thin, simple chain, you think, that rests just above your perky, delicate breasts. Maybe a cute little tennis bracelet that makes you look more sophisticated than you are. You're feeling really pretty today, so you decide to swap out your navel chain with a more understated diamond stud in your tummy, a tiny sapphire on a ring around your finger, a cute little chain around your ankle. Accessories are so important for a pretty girl, don't you think? They draw the eye to those soft, delicate parts of your body that real men so often tend to ignore. Finally, it's time to get dressed. Sometimes you don't bother wearing underwear, but you decide you want to be extra teasy today. So you find a lacy white pair of panties and slip them up your shiny legs. They hug tight across your thin waist and are cut high in the hips with a tiny little triangle of lace that just barely covers your shaved slut lips underneath. Just enough material to drive the boys crazy. You hope they don't get stolen tonight. You're going to skip wearing a bra because the dress you're going to wear won't have any room for it. Speaking of which, you select a tight, skimpy club dress from your closet. A pretty blue one and sparkly with sequins. It's strapless, of course, and squeezes your little body so the boys will see every one of your tight curves. And naturally, it's obscenely short. Bending over even a little bit will reveal that pretty pair of panties and the moons of your plump little bottom to anyone looking at you. You briefly consider whether to decorate your legs with some thigh-high stockings or even some slutty fishnets, but you decide against it. Your silky, naked little legs will make all the statement you need. You do find a pair of modest but delicate matching blue heels that wrap around your feet in little straps and let those bright, painted toes of yours pop out so everyone can see them. It's a nice little outfit. A perfect combination of sweet, sophisticated, and slutty. You're sure it's going to get lots and lots of attention at the club. Well, I guess that's it. It's almost time to go, sweetie. Don't you feel so much better? So clean and pretty and sexy. So smooth and horny and slutty. You can already feel your pussy leaking into your fresh white panties, can't you? It's okay, though, because you don't mind if the boys can smell you. Don't forget your purse, sweetie. Grab the tiny blue one with sequins on it that matches your club dress. Make sure you've got some extra lipstick and gloss, and don't forget to drop a little bottle of lube in there, just in case. You look good. You feel good. And you just can't wait to see those boys again. There's just one thing left to remember, darling. Everything you do is for cock, isn't it, sweetheart? You're clean and shaved for cock. You're oiled and painted for Cock. You're dressed up for Cock. And tonight, you'll get on your knees for Cock. You'll open your mouth for Cock. You'll spread your legs for Cock. You'll giggle and squat and beg and moan. And you'll be a good little slut for Cock. You are so cute. Good girl. It's time to go. Just think of all those men waiting for you. All that come just for you. Remember, princess, everything you do is for Cock. So, have a good time. And try not to stay out too late tonight, okay? I'll see you soon, darling.